Okay, today's daf is Chulin on daf Mem Ches. Chulin and daf Mem Ches, and today, this week's Shiurim is sponsored for the entire week. It is sponsored Le'ili Nishmas, Yerachmiel Shimon ben Yaakov Shammai. Yerachmiel Shimon ben Yaakov Shammai, Le'ili Nishmas. Okay, Rebbe, towards the end of Mem Zayin Mabez, Rebbe Chananya Chalash. So we continue talking about issues of the lungs and issues of internal chisronos of the lungs and external and nakuv and all the different elements that come up. And as we'll see today, at the Amud Beis, one of the more important lines in this perek, Ein Omrin B'Treifus Zu Dome L'Zu, as we will see. We can't compare, as we have discussed, whatever the Mesorah was, this is the Mesorah, and that is how we take it. We had a little bit about Rabbi Nassan yesterday. We could have spoken about baby naming and naming after different Rabbanim and different family members, but not going to get into that right now. Rabbi Chananya Chalash. Rabbi Chananya was ill. All legabe Rabbi Nassan v'chol gdoli hador. Rabbi Nassan and all the gdoli hador went in to visit him. Right, Rabbi Nassan we just had. He was the one that gave the that knew the colors, and there he told them to delay the bris. So they went in. Aisu kameh. So unbelievably, they went in to visit him when he was ill. So he must not have been so well. Must have been pretty ill. And what do they do while they're there? They're bringing in animals to ask them if they're kosher or not, because know that when the Talmidei Chachamim get together, that doesn't matter what the state is. Chash Barosho, Yasak Batorah. Chash Begrono, Yasak Batorah. That's their life. Aisu Kamei, Reya, Shadishvacha, Kakiton, Vachshara. So they brought in front of him a Reya along that, again, the inside, Nishvacha, Kakiton, was liquefied, and it poured one into the other. Vachshara, and he was Machshir. Like we were just talking about. Amarava, Vahuta Kaimi Simponos. As long as the bronchi inside are still intact, it's not totally liquefied, so then that's where it is still, it is okay. Amalei Rav Acha Breid Rav Ashi Bina Yadinan. How do you know this? How do you know if the bronchi are still intact? Rashi, Shema Nimoka Achas Mehen. Right, maybe one of them has totally, is not there anymore. So how do you know? And Amalei, so my sinan saw dekunya vishavchinan labagave. We bring a tsa'a dekunya, some type of plate of cheres. Rashi explains it's earthenware, but it is lined, it is covered with avar, some type of metal. So it is very smooth, and you could use it as a reflection. Shavchinan labagave, and you pour it into this kli. And then you see, why do you use this kli? Because in this kli, one is able to see inside the reflection to use it as background. So isbe shuriki chivri trefa. If there are white streaks in this liquid when you pour it in, so then it's trefa because you know. So that's the those are the remains of the bronchi. You see these types of streaks. V'ilok sheirup, and if not, it is kosher. Interesting, they use dafka this type of kli. Right, this is an unusual type of kli for other areas of halacha too. A cheres kli that is glazed with metal. So what about tefilas kelim? Right, what happens if somebody has glazed china? Right, china is made from, right, earthenware. And but earthenware does not need tevila, right? So, but if it's glazed, what do we say? So that's a major discussion in the poskim. Again, in the days of old, even 100 years ago or so, it seems to be that the glaze was much thicker. And there, for sure, the glaze gave it the status of a glass kli, if there was a glass glaze. But nowadays, the glass is very thin. So that's a discussion in the poskim. Many poskim say that one does not, the glaze does not change it, right? It's a earthenware kli. It's called cheres, and therefore there's no tefillah is required. There are some poskim that say that maybe one should tovel it without a bracha. But again, that's a discussion in the poskim about what status something has. If something is the inside and the outside. I mean, that's the glaze is thinner than, let's say, the aron, right? The aron is just made up of three boxes, right? You have the metal, and then you have the gold, and then you have the wood, and you have the gold, right? So is that a metal kli, or is that a wooden kli? Lachor, that's at least that's considered a metal kli. The inside, the outside, right? The Gemara talks about the shulchan, right? The shulchan being a makabel tum. Remember the Mishnayos at the end of Maseches Chagiga that talk about the, all of the different kalim becoming tameh, and then whether they had shniyim and shlishiyim. We had back in Maseches Menachos. What if the shulchan doesn't move? What's the whole discussion of being makabel tuma? No, they moved. It moved every once in a while when they lifted up the shulchan to show everyone that the lechem was still fresh And a week later, it was still piping hot. The Radvaz and the Tshuva that discusses how did they know by looking at it, whether it was fresh or not, maybe it was still steaming, but the Shulchan moved. So it was Bekabel Tumah. So again, it was also important to know the type of Kli that it was. But again, different types of Kelim were described both by their essence and by their their surface. So that's what happened here. They used a cheres kli that was covered with metal. Amar of Nachman, Reya shenimoka v'krum shela kayam kshera. If a Reya became rotted through a lung, and krum shela kayam, but the outer layer was still there, so kshera, the outer membrane was still there, it is still kosher. Tani nami hachi, the Tosefta says, Reya shenimoka v'krum shela kayam afilu machzekas revias kshera. Even if it has an empty space that could hold a revias of liquid, kshera, it is still kshera. Some poskim say, what if it's more than a revias? Is that the shear, or is that just saying an amount? Okay, but even Mechzekel Revius, the Shulchan Aruch says it is still kosher because the outside is still intact. Nitla shalfuchis shela kshera. If it's shalfuchis, if it's, Rashi says, it is the womb. Shalfuchis shela, if the shalfuchis is removed, kshera, the animal is still kshera as well. That is not one of the trefus. Hitzliya kaved shela. What if the liver starts getting rotted through? His liya kaved shala zehaya maisa va'alu alei bnei Asya gimel regalim liyavne. This was a story, and the bnei Asya had a question, and they went to Yavne three times. They went on the yontif. They went three times to ask the question. Why Yavne? Because that is where the chachamim gathered on the yom tovim. L'regal shlishi hitiru alahem, and they went up finally their third one, and finally the rabbanan matred it. Why did they matred the first two? They were still trying to figure it out. They were still trying to wonder whether it has the elements that could be mutter. That was the animal still around after the third regal? So it could be they were just asking the shaila. Maybe originally the animal was kayam, but eventually they still want to know the answer to the question, and eventually they are matir. Shalosh regalim, was there aliyah leregel? I mean, this was Yavne, right? This was not Yerushalayim, right? So we know the Gemara Maseches Gittin describes how Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai moved the Sanhedrin to Yavne, right? One of the 10 places. They went to Yavne, and they went to Usha, went back to Yavne. All the 10 places described in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. But Yavne was the place where the Sanhedrin was. So it's interesting. The Gemara tells us that the Chachamim still got together, right? See on the side it says Ayin Rashi Yavamis Kuf Chav Beis. That's Rashi on the last daf in Maseches Yavamis, where Rashi describes that they still got together. Rashi says there that on the day that a Chacham died, maybe they got together and spoke about his Torah, but they still got together on the Yom Tovim, even though it wasn't in Yerushalayim. Is there an idea of Aliyah Regel Bizman Hazeh? Again, they didn't go to Yerushalayim. So is Yavne a substitute Aliyah Regel? The question is, what exactly is the... fundamentally, no. Fundamentally, there is no chiyuv aliyah leregel bezman hazeh. Right? There is no chiyuv, and that's why we don't find it in the poskim aliyah leregel. There are hints to it in different places in Shas of aliyah leregel. The Rambam Sefer Avodah, please. The Gemara Maseches Gittin gives a little hint. The Gemara says on the Avdalah Amabez, quotes a line in the sugya of bringing a get from Chutz La'aretz, Edei Chatz, the different reasons, Rab and Rava, about why we have to say Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam, the beginning of Maseches Gittin. So the Gemara there has a line on the Avdalah Amabez, Kivan De'ika Oli Regalim, Mishka, and a Ramban Shmos, please. Sorry. Kivan De'ika Oli Regalim, Mishka Shrichi. Because there are Oli Regalim that go back and forth, so there will always be, you'll always find the Edim to recognize the signatures. Says the Gemara, Tenach Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kayam. Bizman She Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayam Eikel HaMeimar. But what if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? So you won't have Oli Regal Mishkal Shchichi. So it's Beferish. It seems to be Beferish. That the, there is no Aliyah LeRegel Bizman Hazeh. Because it's, the Gemara rejects that Oli Regal Mishkal Shchichi Bizman She Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayam. So it seems to be Beferish. The, Maritz Chai is there on that Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Gittin has that Ha'ara that it seems from here pretty clear that there is no Aliyah LeRegel. But if you look in the Maritz Chai is there, Nira Beinai, Ayin Chulin Memches. He puts together Gittin Dav Dalid and Chulin Memches. Maisa v'alu alei b'nei Asya shalosh regalim liyavne. L'regel shlishi yitiru lahem. Harei da'af la'acher churban alu l'regel b'mkomos shekvuim dayanim l'shol mehem aros. So that Gemara says, hey, people aren't going to be traveling because there's no more Aliyah LeRegel. Maariz Chaya says, there's no more Aliyah LeRegel, but there's Aliyah LeEretz Yisrael. They still went to the places where the Rabbanan were Kavua in order to ask them questions. Ayin Chulan Daf Ayin Zayin Nun Vav Yevamos Kuf Chafes V'Timsa Gamking Shegam Lachar Achurban Shayu Mashin Ha'am Kol Sveiko Sam L'Shomeis Chachamim BeRegel B'Shas Kibus Chachamim Yachad. So he just points out that if you look in Gi'in Daf Dalid, they weren't coming. But if you look in Chulan Memches Ardaf, they were coming. They weren't going to Yerushalayim. Is there an idea of, like, is that just a convenient time? That's the Pashtus. It was a convenient time. People had off, and the Rabbanan got together then, and people used to come. Is there any type, obviously it's not a Daraisa substitute. You can't substitute for the Beis HaMikdash. But is there any connection between the Minhag, let's call it, of some people coming Bizman Hahu, people coming, and the rabbis getting together, and having the questions answered, and the ultimate mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel? Is there any connection conceptually between that minhag and that mitzvah? So again, it might depend what is the root of Aliyah LeRegel. What are we supposed to get out of the Beis HaMikdash from that experience? So there is, it's pointed out, that the Rambam and the Ramban have different focus on what the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is. Different focus. The Rambam says clearly the Beis HaMikdash is about karbanos. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBechira, and elsewhere, the Rambam says, Mitzvahs asay la'asos bayis la'shem muchan lihios makrivim bo karbanos. V'chogagim elav shalosh pamim bashana shenemar vasu li'mikdash. Beis HaMikdash has to be muchan to give karbanos, and you go there three times. V'kfar nizbar b'torah mishkan sha'asa Moshe Rabbeinu v'haya l'fi sha'a shenemar ki lo vasem ad ata v'gomer. And then the Rambam describes the historical times, like the Mishnah is described at the end of Maseches Vachim, about the Mishkan and about the Bamos and about the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam clearly says Karbanos. The Ramban, a number of places in his commentary on Sefer Shmos, in his Hakdama to Shmos, in his Hakdama to Parshas Truma, and elsewhere, the Ramban says Beis HaMikdash is Hemshech Har Sinai. Not in focus on the Karbanos element, but it's a Hemshech of Har Sinai. And that's why the Ramban Lishitaso says that the Torah is written in chronological order, and therefore right after Parshas Yisro and Mishpatim, which takes place at Har Sinai, you have Truma. Right? Mishkan is right after that. It's like Rashi says, Ein Muktim Amuchar BaTorah, and you have the Egel really stuck in the middle, but it's not written in chronological order. The Ramban says Truma exactly follows Har Sinai. Says the Ramban, I'll just read one of the places in the beginning of Shmos. V'lachin chazar v'isklam b'shmos yardim Mitzrayim u'misparam ava b'shekfar nechtav. Zeh ki bavur ki ridasam sham hu reishas agalos kemeos huchal ki agalos einenu nishlam ad yom shuvam el mikomam ve'al malas avosam yeshuvu. U'kishiyatsu mi'mitzrayim ava b'shiyatsu mi'mitzavadim adayin yechashvu golem. Even after the Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, they were still considered exiled. Ki hayu be'eres lo'lohem nevochim b'midbar. U'kshibol ar Sinai. V'yasu mikdash, mishkan, v'shava kadosh baruch hu, v'hishra shkinaso b'neihem, oz shavu amalas avosam, shayasod eloka alei Eloheim, v'im hamer markava, v'oz nechshavu ge'ulim. Right, and that's what he says. Har Sinai, mishkan. V'lachin nishlam ha-sefer hazeh, and that's why the end of Shmos, Sefer Shmos, is not Har Sinai, but mishkan. Nishlam ha-sefer hazeh b'shlimo inyan ha-mishkan v'yaskvod Hashem malei oso tamid. And then also the beginning of Truma, the Ramban, not very often, I don't remember another parsha, where the Ramban has a hakdama to the parsha itself, kind of like Rabbeinu Bachai has a hakdama to every parsha, but at the beginning of Parsha's Truma, the Ramban there has a hakdama. And he talks about how this parsha is supposed to be a hemshech. V'hinem heim kedoshim ruim shdiya mikdash la'ashor shkinaso b'neinu, v'lachein tziva tchila dvar mishkan shiyu lo bayis besocha mekudash l'shmo, v'shem yidaber Moshe v'yitzaves b'nei Yisrael, v'ikra chifetz hu b'mishkan makam menuchas hashchina shehu ha'aron, v'chulu, and he continues and he says it even more beferish. Soda mishkan shiha kavod asher shachan al har Sinai shochein alav b'nistar. There it is. And other lines as well. Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban about the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. Karbanos or more Hemshech Tar Sinai. So again, if it's about Karbanos, then the getting together in Yavne has nothing to do with that. And then it's just a practical, lemaisa, good way for the rabbis to get together to answer the shilohs of the Am. If we say that it's more about Hashras HaShchina, it's more about the inspirational experience that Klal Yisrael is supposed to have with by being at Har Sinai, so maybe that could be somewhat recreated, where they have the greatest of the generation getting together, and Klal Yisrael going there, so it could be that there is some connection of that minhag to the Mishkan. Okay, could be, but either way, this was the minhag. Even in the days of Rabbi Yosef Cairo, there was a minhag of going to Eretz Yisrael for Yantif. Remember, Rabbi Yosef Cairo in the Avkas Rochel, in the Chuvis, in Simon Chavav, discusses different halachas about a ben chutz la'aretz that comes to Eretz Yisrael on Yantif. Hayotim Eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz, and the other way also. V'dayto lachzerim his palo k'bnei Eretz Yisrael v'atam lama ha'olam l'regel mispalim b'farhesia k'bnei chutz la'aretz ve'ein mochen. Yeah, there were chutz la'aretz binyanim in Sfat in the 1500s. Right, that's what Rabbi Yosef Cairo describes there. He said, is that appropriate? And he says, that's what they do. V'chein mishabam mechutz la'aretz Eretz Yisrael v'dayto lachzer havi b'chla b'nei chutz la'aretz enu v'chein ma'isim b'chol yom b'chol shana v'shana. Every year, olam l'shalosh regalim mechutz la'aretz la'aretz. By the way, it says three. Shavu is two. Doesn't just say two out of three. The old come v'osim yom sheni shal galias ketikunav ukemishpatav b'chutz la'aretz, and they keep a second day for all purposes. V'lo od elishim miskabsim minyan mi b'nei chutz la'aretz ha'olam l'regel. They get together in the hotels. Umispalim tefila v'korin b'torah maftirin b'navi b'brachas tchila v'sof k'mosh ozim b'yadav sheni b'chutz la'aretz v'davar zeh nasem imekedim b'fnei gedolei olam v'lo pikpik adam b'davar zeh me'olam v'zuhi shekashe b'inyan heich mispalim heich ilo chashinan. Right, what about losis go to do? So he talks about the issue. But either way, it's clear that A, they kept this full second day, which is one of the mysteries in that sugya of why the Shulchan Aruch does not quote what to do by a ben chutz la'aretz in Eretz Yisrael on the second day. Why doesn't he quote it? It's here in the Avkas Rochel, right, in his Shuvas. But he doesn't quote it in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, he talks about what a ben Eretz Yisrael should do in chutz la'aretz, right, in terms of malacha. But either way, that's what the Avkas Rochel here says. But that was the minhag of their coming. But either way, this is the one of the important lines in Shas about this topic of the Bnei Asya went to the rabbis in Yavne in order to ask them about this halacha in Hilchos Trefos. Again, that Rambam and the Ramban is also part of a larger sugya. We'll continue now, but we'll see at the end if we have time in terms of their views of kedusha in general. How much is kedusha from above, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how much is kedusha created by man? Right, more of a larger hashkafic element. The Rambam always focusing on man, and that's why we bring karbanis and kind of accept the create the kedusha. While the Ramban, it's a makam kadosh, and we come to be inspired. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the kedusha. That has to do with how the Rambam and the Ramban view many different institutions in Yahadus, Lashon Hakodesh, and a number of other nevuah and other inyanim. Not for now. Let's continue. Amar of Yosef Bar Yomi, Amar of Nachman. Reya hasmucha ledofan. What if one has a lung that had an adhesion to the chest cavity, to the dofan? So we've said already that adhesions often reflect a hole, a nekev. And therefore what happened? Because there was a nekev and some liquid went out and caused stickiness and there was an adhesion between the two organs. So here we have a lung that has an adhesion to the chest cavity. So are we choshesh that the lung had the hole and that would be a problem, or that the chest cavity had the hole and that would not be a problem? So what do you do? Ein choshesh in law, don't worry about it, says Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says we're not choshesh that there was liquid that oozed out of the lung and that caused the adhesion. No, you can assume that it was from the chest cavity. No problem. Hell, such smachim. But if the lung itself had blisters on it, so choshesh in law, then you have to be worried that it came from the lung. Mar Yehuda Mishmei Davi Mi Amar Echazeh Echazeh Choshesh in La. No, we're Choshesh either way. Even if it does not have Tzmachim, we have to be Choshesh. We'll get back to that. Let's just continue for a moment. Hey Chi Avdinan. So what do you do? How do you check? So to speak. Amar Rava Ravin Bar Shva Azroli Maisinan Sakina Dechalish Pume. You bring a knife with a very, very thin and sharp blade, because you don't want to cause any other cut that you don't have to. Mefarkina Lane, try to separate the two, the lung from the chest cavity. Iika Reyasa Bidofen Talina Basar Dofen. And if there is some type of Reyasa and mark on the dofen, so you assume it's from the dofen, and then he can be machshir. Can be machshir v'lo, machmas reahi v'treifa. And if not, you have to assume it's from the lung, and it is a treifa. The next five lines, the Rashba says the Rashi takes out, the Bach takes it out, we'll read it. V'yavagav delo lukamafka zika, right? You have to check if any air, you know, goes in or out. So we, as the Rashba assumes that Rashi does not have that part of the test. Fine. Rav Chaim Yebrei of Yosef Batak Leva Bishure, he was bodegid with water, with the lukewarm water. Rashi says this is lechumra. This is lechumra. After they separated it and they found a mak on the dofen, he wasn't satisfied with that test, and he would also put it in lukewarm water. And Rashi describes manafeachba. He used to blow in it, and he used to check if there were his bubbles. Right? We use this idea. We use this test about checking for holes even today. If anybody ever has a hole in their tire, and the guy they have to go fix it, right? So after they fix it, they put it under the water to see if there are any bubbles, right? To see it. That's like, it's mamish the checking, like checking the rea, right? You have to see tires, you have to see, halacha, right? Like the Rosh Shlomo Zalman story that we like to quote, right? That when he got very excited that one of his Talmidim came back from Chutz Laaretz, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman asked him, did you see the skyscrapers? Did you see them? He's like, what do you, he said, did you see the skyscrapers? He's like, yeah. He says, really? You saw the skyscrapers? Rav Shlomo Zalman never left Eretz Yisrael. See, he didn't see Chutz Laaretz skyscrapers. So I don't know how many, wasn't in Tel Aviv that often either. But he said, what are you so excited about? He says, do you know if there is a baby that's born on the second floor and they're born on the 103rd floor at the same exact moment, it could be that they'll have their bris on different days. Did you see the skyscrapers? Because he held, maybe if it's up above and it's right before Shkia and one is sees the sun, still one doesn't. Rav Shlomo Zalman saw skyscrapers and he thought of Rismila. Right, he had halachic glasses on. Right, and that's everything in life. Right, we have to view it. Right, Soloveitchik quotes from his grandfather Reb Chaim in Ish Halacha. He quotes that when he saw the sunset on Yom Kippur, he didn't just see a sunset. He saw Slicha, Kapara, Mechila. This is a different sunset than any other sunset the whole year. They could see the world, but they view the world in a certain way. The view of the world in a certain way, right? So that's what when we see tires going into water, we can think about Eila Trefus. Think about Eila Trefus. Bataklan bipi shure. The Rishonim here ask a simple question under Rav Nachman, and that is, how can he be mako? Right? The rea, there's an adhesion, there's no tzmachim, there's no blisters. So what does Rav Nachman say? Ein choshes shinla. Right, Mar Yehuda Mishpei Dabimi says Echazet, we are choshesh, we might be machmer la'alacha. But how could Rav Nachman be meikel? Right, and the formulation of the Ramban and of the Rashba is Safik Daraisa L'chumra. Right, you don't know whether this is a sign of a nekev or not. So what is the reason that we can be meikel? So the Ramban quotes, well, maybe it's like the Gemara we had earlier, way back in the first parak, that behema becheskas heter omedes. Right, it's kosher unless proven otherwise once a shechita is done. Right, and that's what the Gemara we had earlier on Daf Tes, where the Gemara had a machlokas. If somebody didn't check the simanim, lo badak mai, and the machlokas there was, is it an avela, is it a treifa? And we quoted from Rav Huna, behema b'chaya b'cheskas isro medes, ad sheivada l'chaba manishchata. Behema is b'cheskas isro medes. We had a machlokas there. What's b'cheskas isr? B'cheskas eina zavucha, or b'cheskas eiver menachai. But then Rav Huna says, nishchata, hari b'cheskas heter, ad sheivada l'chaba manitrifa. Right, once it's shechted though, so now it's becheskas heter until you know bamenitrafa. That's a very important statement of Rav Huna back on Daf Tes Amid Aleph. So that's one idea the Ramban says. Well, maybe once it's shechted, so then it's considered mutter. But the other formulation, the Rashba and the Ramban say, Rashba and the Ran say sveksveka. Maybe it's not just a suffake, it's a sveksveka. What's the sveksveka? So this goes to the root of minhag, as we'll see, whenever there is, let's say, a sircha, some type of adhesion, we assume there was a nekev. Is that an assumption b'taras vadai or b'taras safek? Says the Rashba, maybe that's the pshat of Rav Nachman, and that's the machlokas here. Rav Nachman says you can be meikel. Why? Because it's svek sveka. Maybe it came, maybe the hole was in the chest cavity, maybe it was in the lung. And even if it was in the lung, maybe there was no nekev. That's a svek sveka. Right, and therefore, that's how Rav Nachman is meiko. Inami k'saver Rav Nachman, diyesh miksa sirchos below nekev. Sometimes there are sirchos without a nekev. Vehecha de lohels at smachin, ikatarti sveke. Suffik machmas nekev, suffik shlo machmas nekev. Vientim salomar machmas nekev, shema machmas dofenu de inkiv. Ubehels at smachin, choshishinla, when it has smachin, when it has the blisters on it, then it's only one suffik, because then you know it came from the lung, and therefore one suffik, suffik derais al chomra. That's Rav Nachman Shita. What about Mar Yehuda Mishmeda Abimi? So maybe the machlokas is, a sircha is not a chsha, sircha is we treat like a vadai. We treat like a vadai, there was a nekev, and therefore there's only one suffik. So that could be the machlokas. Amorim here, what do we treat? When we say sirchas, chashinen, nekev, is that just a suffik, or is that a vadai? Again, svek sveka is a huge discussion, why svek sveka is mekel, just to mention the two basic approaches of the Rishonim. Why we're mekel, we're machre by suffik, or we're mekel by svek sveka. In most cases. Or make it by svek sveka. Not all cases, right? Sometimes by hilchas brachas, we might still be machmer even by svek sveka. But why generally are we makel? So the Rashba in the Chuvis, he's quoted as saying, oh, it works me din rov. Doesn't exactly, he says it's adif mi rov. But he said me din rov, meaning what? When you have one safek, it's 50-50. When you have another safek within 150, it's another 50-50. So it's percentage, more than 50%, tzad leheter. Right, like in our case, let's say Rea versus Dofen 50-50, and even within Rea, there's some percentage that's mutter. So it's more than 50% that's mutter, so that's why sex fake is mutter midin rov. That's one idea, that's the Rashba and the Tshuva, Chelek Aleph Simin Tuf Aleph. Aleph Tuf Aleph, Veheteda Lechaoda, sex fake, Adayin Karov, Veefshar Da'alim. Hetero yoser may rov. V'kivan shaken ki hechi diazlina basaruba lahatir b'chol yisurin shebatora v'yafilu b'tzchazek iser who adem betray sveki d'shar yafilu b'tzchazek isura. Right, so the Rashba says it's like rov. Doesn't say it actually works. He didn't rov. He parallels it. So just like rov is lakula, so too trey sveki is lakula. But that's how he's quoted. Works. He didn't rov. The other opinion is said by the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah in the Vedic Abayas. You know, the Ra'ah and the Rashba. The Rashba wrote the Taras Abayas on various issues in Yaredeya, and the Ra'ah in the Vedic Abayas has arguments on it, and in the Mishmeres Abayas, the Rashba defend himself from the attacks of the Ra'ah. So in the Bedek Abayas and the Bayas Revi, Sharbez, he has the other approach, and that is based on the Rambam. The Rambam says, famous Rambam, in Hilchos Tumas Meis, that Safek Daraisa Lechumra is itself a Din Durabanan. On a Daraisa level, Safek Daraisa Lekula. The Torah only is telling us Din Vadais. Right? The Torah is not telling us suffiks. Right, Torah is not telling us to be machmer by suffik. Suffik daraisa lekula on a daraisa level. We're machmer midrabanan to say suffik daraisa lechumra. But when we have a suffik about a suffik, so then it's a suffik drabanan. Because we were only machmer midrabanan. So once you have another suffik, so then it's suffik drabanan, and that can for sure go lekula. So that's the ra'ah. Based on that shita of the Rambam, the time of Rabbeinu, the law Amrinan, sex sake a shari midaraisa el hecha the pesavik rishon shari midaraisa el midrabanan aser hilka chaver the pesavik sheni suffik derabanan avakol hecha the pesavik rishon. If you would have a circumstance where the first suffik would be aser midaraisa, so then even the sex sake would be daraisa. There are other achronim that talk about other approaches. No leidas a suffik. There's Rav Shimon Shkaf talks about it's not. Two svekas, the Gemara calls it svek, sveka, right? What's the difference between svek, sveka, and two svekos? Again, it's a lot of different layers of the sugya. Just to call you the lashon of the shach. At the end of Simon Kuf Yud in Yoredeya, the shach has klale, svek, sveka, bekitzer. And it's five pages. Right? Klale, svek, sveka, bekitzer, and he has 36 rules for svek, sveka. The last one is not really a rule. Lamed vav, says the shach. Dine svek, sveka. Amukim v'rechavim mineyam v'yesh bohem klalim v'inyanim harbe inyano sholzeh lo ki inyano sholzeh v'gam b'davar kal v'dak yesh lahafres bein zeh lazeh. It's complicated and don't compare. Alkein ein lano achshav levados shum svek sveka o savi drabana lohakel lil mo davar mi davar. We don't use it anymore. Im lo osan ha mefurashim kol echad bim komam, except the ones that are mefurish. V'kol osan shenizbaru lamala o adoma lohem mamish o sheish below zet sadam lahatir. V'gam ze achari rov ha'iyun shalom rav lo aveser asecha v'ein lama mechshol. Says the shach. So again, there are only a couple of sugis in shas where the achronim say You know, Eretz, Rechavim Mine Yam, the Yeshbem Klalim, the Amshal Shlomo says it about Brera, the Shach says it here about Svek Sveka, right? We shouldn't apply it. But again, the Gedolim could, right? Rav Ovadia, we know very often in his Shuvas, uses Svek Sveka in Psak. Right? If he has a Savik, who the Paskin like? He'll say, Machlokes, maybe the Halacha is like the Rashba against the Rambam. And even if the Halacha is like the Rashba, maybe we Paskin like this Shita. So he'll use it in Psak. That's not so common. But that's a, he used it. But either way, this is the Shach in the end of Simen Kuf Yud and Hilchas Tarovas in Klalei Svek Sveka. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Oh, one more. We can't not do this line of Tosfos. So after this discussion of Machlokes and about the Reyes and the Sirchas, Tosfos says in Rav Nechemya, Braid Rav Yosef Badaglam Bebishu, right? He added on this extra Chumrah. Ika Reyesa Bedofen Kai. Ketibirish Bekuntris, right? If there was a Reyes and the Dofen. Viata Noagin Lahachiv Kala Sirchas. Vein Botkin Osan Lo Bedofen Velo Bipshure. We're just matriv all circus today, says the, and that's what we look for in the lungs, right? That's what the shochtim look for, right? This tosfis. Anu nogin lahatriv kol asirchus. We're not the makbid. Again, that happens over, various sugyas that we might not have a certain, knowledge or a science anymore. Remember the imseches nida? There were certain reds of dam nida that they used to be makel on. Nowadays we're not makel. Even the Gemara says that. The Gemara already says that we're matame all reds. So here too, we're matame, we're knowing in the hachriv, kol ha sirchas. Right? The Chashuk Yechemet here discusses what happens if there's a machlokas between the machaber and the ramah. And you're an Ashkenazi, and you're mekel, could you give it to a Sfardi? Right? Is that okay or not? What happens? He relates this to, again, we have to continue, but, he relates this, behema, there was a reyesa, loshidas harama asura. Is an Ashkenazi who thinks it's usser meets CD, am I allowed to give it to a Sephardi? Because, you know, he holds it's mutter. If I say Shavin Ashkenazi Lisura, I know it's mutter for him. So he quotes all of the tshuvas here, and he relates this to the sugya of, that happened, the Maisa Mefursam. Not so Mefursam, we'll try to make it Mefursam. The Maisa Mefursam that happened in the days of Rabbi Shmuel Misalant in Yerushalayim. What happened? That there was a little chelev that fell into a huge pot of fleshiks for a wedding. And nobody had any money then. And this was going to be like a tremendous hefsed meruba. Chalav, must be chalav, not chalav. And they didn't know whether there was shishim. And they didn't know what to do. There was no more kesef. The tsar was gadol al ma'o. They weren't going to have food at the wedding. So, what's the shayla? The Shulchan Aruch holds that you could be somech on a kfeila on a non-Jewish baker to see if it tastes like basar b'chalav or not. But the Rama says you can't be somech on a kfeila goy. Right? But the poskim say, if somehow a Jew tasted it and said there wasn't chalav, so you could be somech on his te'ima. But how are you going to get a Jew to taste it here? You don't know. So Rav Shmuel Sassalan said, give it to a goy to taste. Why? Because svardim could rely on goyim. The Shulchan Aruch. Give it to a guy to taste. The guy will say that it doesn't taste like chalav, so a Sephardi could taste it. Then the Sephardi could taste it and say that it doesn't taste like basar b'chalav. And once a Jew says it doesn't taste like basar b'chalav, then maybe the Ashkenazi could eat it too. So he says that's what he paskin in that case. Are. So you see from there, even though it was usul b'nei Ashkenaz, the Sephardi could be used in order to matre. And he relates that to the question at hand. Okay, let's continue. Right there. Amalei marzutra breder of Huna, breder of popular Avina, hadra of Nechemya, breder of Yosef, that Rav Nechemya, that you said, he added and checks in the lukewarm water, atuna hamas disala, you learned it on what we just discussed, on the case of the sircha between the chest cavity and the lung, anan adarav masinallah. We had his comments on Rava. Dama Rava, who we had already. Hani Tarti Unyi Dereyev. You have two different lobes of the lung. The Srich and Lahadadi, that they're connected to each other. They have an adhesion. Les Lubadikusa Lakshure. You can't be Makshur them. Rav Nechem, Rebreder of Yosef, Badak Labavishure. He did. Right? So it's different, Misoris, whether it's Lachumra or Lakula. Is he adding on a Badika, or is he allowing a Badika? Good. Masala Rav Ashi, hi mai. One second. Bishlama hacha talina bedofen v'kshera. Over here, what we have, well, what's the other side? Where did the sircha come from? So Rav Ashi says, we could be tolled on the dofen, and that's how we can be machshir it. Aval hasam ihai nakiv treifa v'ihai nakiv treifa. What are you checking? What are you testing by the lungs? If the two lobes are together, wherever the hole was, treifa. So Rav Ashi did not think that this was a proper test. Period. Umi amar Rav Nachman hachi. Did Rav Nachman really say what we said up above, that if there were tzmachin, if there were blisters on it, were choshesh, mashma, that if there were blisters on it, and the reya, therefore, we have to be choshesh, that it had a hole, it would be a problem? But one second. It had an adhesion, so therefore it was closed up. V'yamar of Yosef Arminyom, v'yamar of Nachman, reya shenikma v'dofen sotma sakshera. Even if the Reya had the hole, what does he say? If it's hella batzmachin, it's for sure if they a problem. But what do you mean? Did Rav Nachman also say elsewhere that if the lung has a nekev, but it's closed up by the chest cavity, it's kshera anyway? So why would it be treif just because it has smachim? Lo kasha hasam b'makam revisa, hacha shelo b'makam revisa, as we had at the beginning of yesterday's shir. Depends if it's where the lungs are very close to the chest cavity. So that's normal. They're very close to each other. That would be okay. But if it's in the place in the body where they're not so close to each other, so then that would be the problem. Hecha makam revisa, where is that? Chituche de'uni, where the lobes are separated, that's where it is, the makam revisa, the place where it's supposed to be. And we gave examples yesterday of revisa. Not weiter. Gufa Amar of Yosef Arminyom Yom Nachman. Reisha Nikva Vadosa Sod Masak Sheira. So again, if the lung gets a hole and is closed up, sealed by the dofen, Sheira. Amar Avina Vahu Desavich Bebisra. It can't just be like touching. It has to be seriously connected and urav with the two parts with each other. Right, as Rashi explains, it's the basar. It's not just connected to the bone of the chest cavity, it's the basar and it's mu'ur of yafa. Amalei Rav Yosef l'Ravina, v'lo savich mai, treifa. And if it's not so misubach and not so connected, the reya and the dofen, it's going to be a treifa. Alma amrina nekuva hi. Well, so because Rechoshe is that it is nakuv, ihachi ki savich nami. So even if it's totally connected, we should say maybe it's a problem. Tanya, because we learned in the Brisa, Tosefta, Nikev. We are now comparing to a totally different area of Halacha. Tanya, Nikev Pasal Bebneishu Shoseis. We know there is an Isser in the Torah for someone who has some type of mutilation on their Aver HaZachar to marry in to Am Yisrael. Right? Krush Shavcha and Psuadaka. So there's different types of physiological wounds that the Brisa in Yevamis and the Shulchan Aruch talks about in Eben Ezer. So Nike Pasol, if it has a certain type of hole in the place where you're not supposed to have a hole, so then Pasol Mebneishu who shows it, because then the Zera drips out and doesn't shoot out, which is considered healthy. Nistam, but once it gets closed up, Kasher Mebneishu Molid. But if it gets closed up again, so then it's Molid, he could still have children in that way. The Zera would come out and be able to be Mazria in a woman, and therefore it's okay. Vizeo Psol Shachoz. And this is a psul that can become kosher. So what is that price to excluding? This is a psul that can become kosher. So how many halachas are there in the world of halacha where you have holes that come and get closed up? So you have it in psuadaka, but you also have it in hilchas treifas. So zeh psul shachoz lachshero. Because over zeh lemute mai, what is zehu excluding? Lav lemute ki agavra. Isn't it excluding our case? And therefore we would say, in our case, even if it's closed up, it would still be psul. It would still be a treifa. Once something is treifa, it cannot be chozer lechshero. Right? So isn't that something that is excluded from that price? So the Gemara says, lo, no. It's not talking about the dofen and the reya. Lo lemute krum sha'ola machmas maka b'ria de'ena b'reya de'ena krum. No, that's talking about just a scab that comes by itself from within. If it's on the dofen, that's fine. As Rav Nachman says, that what we had earlier and what we have here, but if you have just some type of congealed, a scab that goes onto the mak and the reya, that is a problem. But if it's a stima from the dofen, so then it would be okay. As Rashi says, of a stima's dofen, stima ma'al yasehi. Right? It could be maybe, is that a better stima? Is it gonna last longer? Either way, that's the Gemara's chilek. Good. Again, lamaisa, krishavcha, and suadaka, it's much discussed, a very common case of hypospadias in terms of if a baby is born with a hole not in the right place, there's a minor surgery that is done, and post can discuss how that is not a problem generally of this area of halacha. Maskel Rav Hukva Bar Chama Ilu Inkiv Bedofin La Hada My Shreifa. One second. But what if there was a hole in the rea, in the lung, and then it got closed up by the dofen? Got closed up by the dofen, good, so now it's kosher. But what if then the dofen, the chest cavity, gets a hole exactly across and parallel to where the hole was on the rea inside? So the lung had the hole, but it was closed up by the chest cavity, but now the chest cavity got a hole. So now, l'chora, we're going to be matrif. So my trefa, so one second, if that's true, so listening to kuvas hadofen. So why does it in the list of the trefas that we have in our Mishnah and in the Braisa, we should have nekuvas hadofen as a trefa, not just a kuvas ha-reya. So Gemara says, no. Ula tamecha, I ask you another question. Something else should be on the list. Hadam Rav Yisla bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan. Mara shenikva v'kavitzot masa. The gallbladder and the kidneys. Kshera. I'm sorry, the liver. Kshera. It's also if it gets closed up. Ilun inkiv kavit lahadam mai trefa l'si nekuvas ha-kavit. So everything that closes up another organ, you should say nekuvas ha, that other organ is also trefa, because if it gets a hole right across from the hole of the organ where it closed up, it's also a problem. So ela, rather, ki nikva delav minei mitrefa loktani. Hachanami kihima delav minei mitrefa loktani. It only lists off the yesod, the ikker organs that have the hole. When the dofen gets a hole, it's not really puzzle because the dofen got a hole, it's because the rea got a hole and now the dofen is not closing it up. So that's why you don't have to list it separately. Boy, minei rabba barchana mi shemuel, helset smachin mahu. What if it had blisters on it without adhesions? Right beforehand we said if it had an adhesion and it had the blisters, so then it's a trefa. So what if it just had the blisters without the adhesions? Amar lei kshera. That's true. I also agree. Ela shel talmidim mizdanzim bedavar. But the talmidim are not so sure about it. Dumber of Masa, because Rav Masa said, malya mugla trefa. If it's full of pus, if the blister is full of pus, it's a trefa. Mayim zakim kshera. If it has clear water, it's kosher. So how could we just say that if it has smachin, it's going to be kshera? Amar le ahi bakulya itmar. No, when Rav Masa made that chilek, he was only talking about blisters on the kidneys. Right, that was specific. But generally, just smachin though, I would say it's kosher, even if it would have pus coming out of it. Rav Yisrael bar Yosef, how he calls the basrei, Rav Yirmiyah b'shuka the tabchi. He was following Rav Yirmiyah in the butcher marketplace. Chazinu lahanach the kaimit simchi simchi. He saw lungs hanging in the butcher shop that had these blisters on it. He wanted to know what he held about it. So Amalei, lo boy mar umsa, hey, you want to buy some meat? You want to ask him a favor? He wanted to see what he was going to do. So Amalei, lesli priti, no, I have no money on me. You know, my kids took all of it. Amarle Achvanana, don't worry, I have credit there. I have credit there. Go, feel free to get what you want. Amarle Ma'evelacha. So he says, what could I tell you? Tchiyase. So he realized what he was asking him. Tchiyase Lakamid Rav Yochanan. When this type of question came in front of Rav Yochanan, Mishadilahu Lakamid Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Demari Bamishved Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Latera. So Rav Yochanan sent, and he got the message back Laheter, Valei Lasvirle. Rav Yochanan himself didn't rely on it. Right, so I can't buy it because, you know, he didn't, Rabbi Yochanan himself wasn't machshirit, but he wasn't machshirit either. So it was, either way, sheyev al tasa shiny. The Achronim here discussed that the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pevav, says that a Talmud Chacham that takes something in credit is a chil Hashem. So how could he be an akfan? How could he take it in on credit? It's discussed here in the by some of the Achronim. Some of the Achronim. Maybe he didn't consider himself a Talmud Chacham. Maybe it only is a place that you don't always take credit from. But if you always take credit from there, then you're known, and therefore it's not a Chilul Hashem. Also discussed that Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Vav and Aleph, where the definition of Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem are described. On my Rava last line. When we followed Rav Nachman in the Shuka Dilgoldai, in the leather worker Shuk, Biamrila Bashuka Durabanan, or in the Shuk where the Rabbanan war, Chazu, Hanaf, the Kaiman, Kandi, Kandi. We also saw lungs that are hanging with blisters. Kandi Rashi says, Art Smachim, big blisters. Valamar Huvalomidi. And he didn't, Rav Nachman didn't say anything. So maybe he thought these blisters weren't a problem. Even bigger blisters, and they were hardened, Rashi says. So they didn't think that these blisters were reflections of any type of trefa. Itmar. Here we go. What if somebody, we find a needle in one of the lungs? Again, if it went through the lung and we see a hole, that's a hole. What if it just happened after you find the needle inside the lung? The question is, how did it get there, right? If it went through the trachea and went through and the So then it's not a psul. The animal just swallowed it, and it went all the way down without a problem. The question is, maybe it went through the side somehow and caused a nekev, and we don't really notice it anymore. But really, it's a problem. The Beis Yosef discusses in Yeridea, how do you do the checking that we're about to do while the lung is still intact and the needle's still inside? So he says, maybe we feel it. We palpate it on the outside, and we feel that there's a needle inside. Right before we cut it open, because then you won't be able to do any of these tests. So Itmar, Macha Shim says Bereya, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, Machshiri, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Mani, Mepathish, Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim, Trefe, Machlokes of great rabbis on either side. Leim Abakim Yiflegi, what's the Machlokes about? Tamar Savar Chisaron, Mivifnim Shmei Chisaron, Umar Savar Lo Shmei Chisaron. Maybe the Machlokes is what we ended off yesterday's daf with. Well, if you have a Chisaron Mibifnim, meaning the metal, as Rashi describes, the metal obviously takes up some space from where the lungs are supposed to be, inside. So the question is whether a chisaron bibifnim is called a chisaron or not, because the outside is all okay. So lo, to kuli am a chisaron bibifnim, lo shmi chisaron, everybody agrees that would be okay. V'hakabal kamiflagi, the machlokas is as follows. The question is, where did you think it came from? Marsavar simpona nakad vasai, maybe it came straight through where are the pipes? From the top, right? It came derech hakana, straight through the trachea, and even though it's not normal for things to go into the trachea, right? It's not food, right? That the esophagus gets most, but it's right near each other, and sometimes things get in, right? Sometimes things go down the wrong pipe, right? So therefore, we don't have to assume it's a trefa. Umar Safar, Nikuve Nakiva Asi. And the other one says, no, you have to assume maybe it came in from the side, and there was a nekev, and we don't realize it here. Rashi Paskins, as we've noted, Rashi Paskins in Mesechas Chulin sometimes, right? Rashi Paskins here, Lehechsher. Why? Interesting first line. Rashi goes a few reasons why. First he says, Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We always pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Here it's three against three, but one of them is Rabbi Yochanan and one of them is Reish Lakish. So interesting, Rashi quotes that as a svara. Hayim achta dishtakech b'chitucha dereya. There was a needle that was found b'chitucha dereya, after the reya, after the lung was cut up. So he was found there. So now you can't like check anything with like bubbling. Asa l'kamei de Rabbi Ami savalach shure. Rav Ami thought you have to be machshure because he passed on like those rabbis. Eisver Rabbi Yirmiyahu v'itamer Rabbi Zerika. One second. What about our Mishnah? Hareshenik v'osha chasra. My chasra. What does our Mishnah mean when the ray is lacking? Ilema mi bachutz haynu nikva. Ela mi bifnim. How could you say that it's kosher? You have a needle inside. It obviously took up space. So it should be a problem. Without answering, we had earlier that maybe you could say the Mishnah could be understood differently, right? Maybe it's the Shita's Reb Shimon. But before that, Hadar Shadru L'Kamei D'Rav Yitzchak Nafka. So they took it and they went to Rav Yitzchak Nafka. Sabra Lakshuri, again, he thought to be Makshurit. They asked him the same question. Eitzvi Rav Yirma V'Yitem Rav Zerika Haresh Nikvo Shachasra. Ma Yachasra. Yin Le'ma B'achutz Haino Nikvo. El Olam Yivifnim. Shrabi Nachazer Yivifnim. Shmei Chisaron. So what happened? It went back to the first rabbi. Hadar Shadru L'Kamei D'Rav Yami V'Tarfa. So it was sent back to him and he trafed it up. Amri Lei Vaharabana Machshir, but you said Kasher, and the Rabbanim were Machshir. Amar Lahen Heinech Shiru Sheyodim Eizatamech Shiru. They were Machshir because they know why they were Machshirit. What does that mean? It was still whole. So there was a Malyusa that they didn't see a hole. So if it's whole with a W, and they didn't see a hole without a W, so that's why they were Machshirit. And that's what Rashi says. We paskin Lehechshir as long as the lung is still intact. Anan, meizatam nachshir. Why are we going to be machshir? Dilma yavi reya kaman minkava. Maybe there's a, maybe if it was here, we would see a hole. So we paskin lahatir only if it's all here. Taima delesa. So the reason is because it's not here. Ha isa velo minkava kshera. But if it would be here, we wouldn't have a hole. We'd paskin kasher. In this case, with the needle inside, v'yam Rav Nachman, but didn't Rav Nachman say hi simpona derea de inkav trefa? Right, but we say if you have simpona derea, one of the spongy parts inside the lung that has a hole, trefa. And there, if it's in the spongy part, which is all the way at the top, for sure the needle came through the, right, it's vadai, it was, it made a hole there. So hahu lechavero itmar. No, that is a spot that doesn't heal. It's next to another of the tubes. As Rashi explains, that's why it's worse. That area is worse than just being in the lung. V'yamar Rav Nachman, hi hadura dekanta de'inkav lahadi chavre megan aleha. Aye, what about in the intestines? If you have one of the coils that gets a hole next to its friend, it does protect. So why don't you say the same thing by the lungs? Amar Rav Ashi, trefas kamadami la'adadi, ein omer betrefas zudamalas. You can't compare different parts of the body. Just because you say, ah, oh, here it protects and here it doesn't protect, the intestines, the lungs, you can't compare them to each other. Shaharei. And you can't use your logic to try to make kavachomers in treifas. Shaharei. Chodcha mikan v'mesa, chodcha mikan v'choya. Right? We'll have later on, if the animal's leg is cut off. If it's cut off from a lower spot, it's considered a treifa. From a higher spot, it's not considered a treifa. That's strange. You would think it's cut off from the higher spot, it's even worse. No, but this is ilchos treifas. We'll talk about then, discussion in the Rishonim. If you see this cut off from the bottom, so why don't you just cut it off more on top? And make it kosher then. Okay, we'll have to see. Hayli machta de mishtache bisampunya rabba dereya. There was a needle that was found in the big, pipes in the lungs. Asula kame de rabbanam. Tropoi. It came in front of the rabbis that said treif before. Lo amriba lo iser velo heter. Heter lo amriba kishmatayu. They didn't say it's mutter, because as they said before, it's treif. Iser nami lo amriba, but they also didn't say is aser. Why? Kivan debib simpona rabba ishtakech, ema simpona nakat va'asi. So in that spot, it could have just come in straight from the mouth of the animal and not through the side, and therefore they weren't sure whether to be machrifut or to be machshir, so therefore they just didn't paskin. Okay, we'll have to stop by Hahi Machta, by the next story about needles. Needles seem to be very common in thorns in those days. Therefore, there's a lot of discussion of it. Again, this week's Shiurim are sponsored Leila Nishmas Yerachmiel Shimon Ben Yaakov Shammai.